And Brother Larry prayed it. Jesus is the center. We adorned this building. Out in the hallway, there's some nice fall adornings. And at Christmas time, we adorned the tree. We adorned the fence. We adorned the barn and the house and everything else. But when we get to heaven, there's going to be one that's adorned. The ornament of heaven is Jesus. He's going to be in the center. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. We don't want to miss that. We shall see His face. We'll be looking at the face that Moses wanted to see. We will be with Him. We'll be like Him. We'll worship Him. We'll serve Him. We'll have His name on our foreheads. We're going to get tattooed. We'll reign with Him forevermore.
Yeah.
Forevermore. The light of heaven is the face of Jesus. The joy of heaven is the presence of Jesus. The melody of heaven is the name of Jesus. That's what we'll be singing. That melody. The harmony of Jesus is the praise. The praise of Him. The harmony of heaven. The theme of heaven is the work of Jesus. What He did on Calvary. Not what we're doing then in the future. What He did. That's the work. The employment of heaven is the service of Jesus. We saw in chapter 7, we will serve Him. The duration of heaven is forevermore.
Yeah.
The fullness of heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. So what kind of person ought Brother Rick to be? How about holy? You know, I could do better. How about godly? Yeah, I could. Godly, peaceful, pure, faithful, obedient. Loving, gentle. How about looking for and earnestly desiring His return?
Yeah.
Do I want Him to come back?
Yeah.
Do I want Him to come back to get me out of my mess or because I'd like to sing? Diligent, everlastingly at it. That's what Clarence Sexton said. That's how he termed it. Everlastingly at it. I ought to be doing something all the time.
Yeah.
For Him. Without spot, blameless, sober, on guard, prayerful, patient, growing, abiding in Him. And how about assembling together? It's a pretty good deal. Now, this was originated by S.M. Lockridge. More than one's used it. But the title is Our Coming King. He is the King of the Jews, the King of Israel, the King of all ages, the King of heaven, the King of glory, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Do you know Him this morning? It's already been asked one. Do you know Him?
Yes.
Do you know Him?
Yes,
He's the prophet before Moses, the priest after Melchizedek, a champion like Joshua, an offering in the place of Isaac, King from the line of David, Counselor above Solomon, beloved, rejected, exalted son like Joseph, the superlative, the super of all that's good. The heavens declare His glory, the firmament showeth His handiwork. He who is, was, and always will be the first and last, the Alpha and Omega, A to Z, the first fruits of the dead. He is the I am that I am of the burning bush. He's captain of the Lord's host, conqueror of Jericho. He is enduringly strong, entirely secure, eternally steadfast, immortally graceful, imperially powerful, and impartially merciful. In Him dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the very God of very God, Kinsman Redeemer. He is our Avenger. He's our City of Refuge. He's our Performing High Priest. He's a Personal Prophet, a Reigning King, the loftiest idea in literature, the highest personality in philosophy, the fundamental doctrine of theology, the supreme problem in higher criticism. He messes up higher criticism. They can't do nothing with it. The miracle of the ages. We are the beneficiaries of His love letter written in blood on a cross of wood on a hill that He made. He made the wood, He made the cross, He made the blood, He made it all. He's available to the tempted, blesses the young, cleanses the lepers, defends the feeble, delivers the captives, discharges the debtors, forgives the sinners, franchises the meek, guards the besieged. heals the sick, gives strength to the weak, regards the aged. He rewards the diligent, serves the unfortunate. He sympathizes, he saves. His offices are many. His reign is righteous. His promises are sure. His goodness is limitless. No end to His goodness. His light is matchless. His grace is sufficient. His love never changes. His mercy is everlasting. His word is enough. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He is indescribable, incomprehensible, irresistible, invincible.
Yes.
Heavens cannot contain Him. Man cannot explain Him. The Pharisees couldn't stand Him and could not stop Him. Pilate could find no fault in Him. The witnesses could not agree against Him. Herod couldn't kill Him. Death couldn't handle Him. The grave couldn't hold Him. He always has been, always will be. No predecessor, no successor. You can't impeach Him, and He isn't going to resign. Name above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Right.
He is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you know Him?
Yes.
Do you know Him?
Yes.
Brother Jeremy, I said two verses. Here it is. You can be pulling it up. How about Nehemiah 12:42, right at the end, and 43. Let's all of us look at Hebrews 2:12 while he's finding that. It says, saying, I will declare my name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. That's what we're going to do today. The singers are ready. They've been practicing. They did their homework, and it's going to all be about Him. Nehemiah 12:42 at the end, it says, and the singers sang loud. That's what it says, so no holding back. The singers sang loud with Jezreel, their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. John wrote St. John. St. John was written so I'd know how to be saved. 1 John so I'd know how to be sure, so I'd be sure about it. 2 John so I'd be separated from the false. 3 John so I would stand for the truth. And the book of Revelation so I'd sing praises about Him.
Technical difficulties in heaven. He walked the road.
Calvary, with all mankind weighing on His mind. He hung upon a cross for all to see. The battle raging darkness fell as the victor over death and hell. For every sin and every man, He died there on that tree. This man reigns forever. This man changes never. This man rose again in victory. This man with His blood divine settled it for all time. And now He lives to intercede for me.
Away and failed me. That should never, my dad, he should
He died this week in an accident. His parents have failed him. One's in jail. One don't know she's in the world. She's out on drugs. They were adopted years ago. I never knew where they were. But he came here when he was little, when I brought him, and he got saved in junior church, and he knew the love of that everlasting love of God. Praise the Lord. Don't quit running and busting. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit bringing people to Sunday school. Listen, the love of God is real, and I'm sorry. Brother Rick told me not to hold back. I'm sorry. But he's good, and his love is constant. He never changes. What about that? We all change. We all respect persons. We do. We're guilty. But man, he not him. He loves my brother down at the jail the same as he loves Raylan. I love him this morning. Love him.
Things came to be. You came and lived a perfect life just to set the captive free. The very life that you created cried out for your blood, but still you freely gave it all just to show your love. But still you walked up Calvary's mountain, you hung on Calvary's tree, till you laid down your life, and you did it just for me. Till you shed your precious blood to wash me white as snow, till you hold me in your hand, and you never let me go. You knew that I would fail you from the start, but still you loved me. You loved me with all of your heart. Undeserving of your love, unworthy of such grace, but despite of all I've done, still you took my Calvary's mountain, and you hung on Calvary's tree, till you laid down your life, and you did it just for me. Till you shed your precious blood to wash me white as snow, till you hold me in your hand, and you never let me go.
Sing it 20 times.
Sorrow, he'll be in your tomorrow.
so unworthy, all the blessings so undeserving. You don't understand why God would be so kind. He bottled every tear you shed, numbered every hair on your head. Hasn't He always proved He will take care of?
Thunder, but in each trial, he knows.
knows what's best. And I'm so glad He knows what's best. And though you may see a valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. He sees what we don't. He knows the end from the beginning. He looks ahead past the hurt and the pain to a place where the peace passes all understanding. If you'll take it, here's my answer.